If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
STG Divorce Law. Can I just say thank you for the book? You guys gave me a book. This is by Rayford Dalton Palmer. Want this done. You've written a book?
Yes, I did. It's a bestseller on Amazon. I Just Want This Done, How Smart, Successful People Get Divorced Without Losing Their Kids, Money, and Minds. It's basically all that we've learned over 20 years of doing this. The firm's been around 30 years, but we've been doing it over 20. And trying to give people some light in the darkness and some guidance on the things that divorce lawyers don't usually talk about. It's not a boring thing about numbers and custody and alimony. It is advice from our experiences over the years. It's sort of spilling the tea about what people really need to know when they're going through the situation or when they're thinking about it.
Okay. And I mean, honestly, as I mentioned before, you don't go into a marriage expecting it to end. Right. I've been married 26 years. I don't even want to think about it not being there. But there are people it doesn't work out and you don't know what to do. So that's where you guys come in.
Yes.
We did get a text from 630. About 10 years ago, my attorney referred me to Julie Gumina and her law firm. She and her staff were amazing. I was scared, stressed out, and emotional over my situation, but they took care of everything for me and fought hard for my rights. I would recommend her to anyone, especially a single woman who needs guidance. From
that's
Rose.
Great. That's
wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's great. I really, that's why I like doing family law. I've said this before, I'm one of eight kids. I'm the middle of that group, and it's been my role as kind of the mediator.
Yeah.
And everyone get along.
You had to work harder being the middle kid.
I would like to say happy veterans to all the veterans in my family. My father, who's passed, was a Korean vet. My brother-in-law was in Vietnam. And my sister and my brother-in-law are in the Air Force or were in the Air
wow.
Force. My sister retired lieutenant colonel. And my nephew and my other brother-in-law. So a lot
wow.
of military people,
yeah.
Military service in my family also. So I'd like to thank them for their service.
I would like
nice.
To thank them
yes.
for their service also. We
thank
all
you.
Would.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so that is a great testament to what you're doing.
It's... We only handle family law and divorce cases, so it's you learn a lot, and that's the product of the book that Rafe wrote, of the different lessons we see in human nature and business and conflict resolution, and every aspect of life comes into a divorce. It's every family member can be
yeah.
involved.
Right.
You know, rarely do you see two people and that's the only people impacted by the divorce. So I believe our goal for our clients is to help them not just with their legal problems, but put them in connection with referral sources or other professionals that we have connections with. So it's their whole, it's a very client-centered approach to our representation.
It's like a whole support system,
yeah.
it seems like. That's amazing.
Right. Absolutely. It's all about helping people through one of the most difficult times in their lives. They say it's the second most stressful time in your life next to death mm-hmm. of a loved one. So it's our goal to help people through this tough time to a better life and help them make that transition as easily as possible. And like Julie said, recommending other professionals to help them, counselors, financial professionals, other people to help them, because having that team support them is critical, just like the teams you have that help everybody out with their homes and everything.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for us as well.
Mm-hmm. How do people reach you? We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back. We have some questions for you at 312-981-7200. You can also text us. That is the MegaPros text and phone line. How do people reach you guys at STG Law?
So people can reach STG Divorce Law at 312-248-6680. Our website is stglawfirm.com. That's how they can reach us. So thank you.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros text and phone line. We've got Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration here in the studio today, and we'll be talking to him later on. Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. And we're talking to Julie Gumina and Rafe Palmer, STG Divorce Law. 219 has sent an interesting text. A question about a couple not married but living together for 11 years. Are there any legal obligations, financial or otherwise, to either party? Thank you.
It depends. It depends if they own the real estate or rent the real estate that they live in. That's going to create legal rights on who has the right to remain in the house, how are they going to separate. But there's nothing like palimony in the state of Illinois, so it's not like, and there's nothing, you're not married if you're together after a certain length of time.
It's not like common law marriage.
Yes, correct. Right. There's nothing like that in
Illinois. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been together, like, what, 50 years or something?
I think they got married. Did they get married?
No,
they haven't.
So in Illinois, that marriage doesn't work.
But the pitfall that I see is people who think it's smarter to not get married but buy real estate together. And that becomes very tricky because divorce, or then throw a baby in on top of that also.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's,
don't,
you know,
throw
you have
a baby,
different
people.
Ownership
don't try
rights
that at
and parenting rights, and it's a mess. When you get married, there's rules that apply to all of that. And so the benefit of getting married is you have rules that, you know, control what happened when you separate, versus when there are no rules, when you're not married and you're just entering a contract to buy a house or deciding to have a baby, there's different rules that sometimes conflict because you haven't married each other.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And some of these, you need more details, and then people should reach out to you. How do they reach out to you?
Sure. They can call the firm at 312-248-6680 or go to our website, stglawfirm.com.
We have another text, and this may not be answerable on the air, but we'll get as much as we can. And maybe someone has a similar situation. We had talked about someone who never got married. This person has gotten married, currently separated from my husband, have 3 children under the age of 5. We're going to start mediation after being apart for a year, but he's currently unemployed. Would it be in my best interest waiting till he is gainfully employed to go through the divorce process to ensure I have adequate child support for my 3 kids, or does that matter? Thank you so much. That's a really good question.
It's a great question. This is one of those things where a consultation would be great because there's a lot of detail here, a lot of background facts that you really need to know to give the best answer. But generally speaking, assuming the person wants to get divorced and move forward with it now, and if they've started mediation, it sounds like that's already happening, it's okay to move forward with the process. And one thing to know is child support is always modifiable, meaning once it's set, you can get it recalculated if income changes.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, it's not cast in stone. So assuming they calculate support based on receiving unemployment, if he gets better employment in the future and makes more money, support can be adjusted upwards. So
I hope this listener is listening because I don't know that people know that.
Yeah, it's always modifiable. And one of the other things that's always modifiable is like visitation, or, you know, parenting time is another thing, custody. And those things aren't set in stone, and they need to be adjustable because circumstances change.
All right, I got a doozy for you. Came over MegaPros text and phone line, and I'm not making light of it. Hello, STG Law Firm. Found out my husband has been having a 5-year off again and on again affair. He's ready to sign over the house, cars, and I cleaned out our bank account and put the money in my own account. He said he made this mess and he's owning up to the consequences. Can we use the same lawyer if we go that route? Kids are grown. He's in his 60s. I'm 50s. Married 35 years. We owe $47,000 on the home. The house is worth $425,000.
This is a good consultation.
Because, even though they gave you all the information, which, you know, sorry I read it, but...
So what happens is that's where people start, and then time passes, because it does take time to get a divorce. And so that emotional, like, I'm sorry, this is all my fault, I'll give you everything, as time passes, that starts to fall away. And then reality hits, they talk to a lawyer, they actually go through the process of disclosing the assets, valuing the assets. It could look different. Now, depending on if the person really said, okay, I'm going to do this, they can, but I wouldn't put a lot of expectation or trust on an immediate decision when someone's feeling guilty about an action they took.
What are the odds of a couple that's been married to have a peaceful resolution to the marriage? I mean, are there statistics? Because I can't imagine it's easy. I would go kicking and screaming.
So in 95% of divorce cases settle statistically. That's like a nationwide number. So they reach settlements. The question is, how soon do they reach a settlement? And unfortunately, some of them reach a settlement on the eve of trial after they've gone through huge amounts of money on fees and a lot of time has passed. You know, our goal is to get a case evaluated and negotiate sooner rather than later and get these done more efficiently and take more of a business-like approach rather than, you know, getting dragged into a World War III situation. So that's our approach. And but most cases settle, which is why we always say, well, let's see if we can evaluate this and settle it sooner.
And again, I just found out I ran into someone I hadn't seen in a while, and I'm like, how have you been? And she's like, good. Oh, I'm getting a divorce. And I said, I'm sorry. And she said, I'm not. I never know what to say about that.
Right.
But it's not an ideal situation, but it does relate to your home sweet home in many ways, in purchasing a home and owning a home with your family. So again,
back to the issue, one of the questions she asked. So let's say they have an agreement and they're both on the same page. They cannot use the same attorney. You cannot.
You're two different sides, basically.
Right,
you have
because
to
you have countering and conflicting interests. So one person can hire a lawyer and draw up the agreement and give it to the other person, and that person take it to a lawyer, consult with someone, say, does this say what I think it says? At least that second person knows, yes, I'm agreeing to this deal, they've received advice, and that makes that agreement more enforceable once it's entered. It's less subject to being challenged when both parties are represented. Some people try so hard to save money that they create worse situations for themselves. And it's like, okay, just stop. It does take time, it does take money to go through a divorce. Some people, it takes them a long time to acknowledge that that is the reality of a circumstance. And so they try to cut corners and make side deals. And then when everything comes back around, it just follow the process. Identify the assets, identify the income. This is for financial, not for children. I mean, children issues.
That's a whole
other thing. But when it comes to the financial, it should be very straightforward. It's just the change in the reality of the role someone played or valued in that marriage is all of a sudden just that safety net's gone. And so it's a lot of emotional and you know, past traumas come up during a divorce. It really brings up a lot of things that...
Right.
Our job is to get them through the process, and that's why it's really important to have the resources. David being there for mortgages,
right.
and now I have new development of relationships just being on the radio with other people I can trust and rely upon to have my clients go to help them get through the different issues.
We have to break for news. We're here till 1 this afternoon. We'll talk to Corey Ambrose next, and Julie Gubina and Rafe Palmer, STD. ATG Divorce Law. How do people reach you?
312-248-6680 for STG Divorce Law. And the law firm's website is stglawfirm.com.